John O'Fallon is the co-founder of Crystal Lake Brewing.
Crystal Lake is the next stop on the Your Hometown Tour. Tag along as we take you on a ride through the largest city in McHenry County and a place you should call home.
And a place you should have, I think, a drink or a growl or a beer. Hey, John, how are you? You're on WGN Radio.
I am terrific. How are you?
Yeah, good. How long have you all been in business? How long have we had Crystal Lake Brewing?
Coming up in August, we will be hitting our 8th anniversary.
How's it going?
It's been terrific. Yeah, it's just been a great ride, and we're just really happy to be part of the community, and things are going great. We're really happy. The last couple of years were tough, but, you know, we're firing on all cylinders right now.
What do you feature? Is it more German-style beer there, or is it IPAs? What's your specialty?
Yeah, so what we do, we kind of hang our hat on more traditional, well-executed traditional styles. We do get creative. You know, we'll throw, like, for example, our spring beer is a raspberry hibiscus. It's a real tart and pink beer. So we'll get kind of creative. But like I said, we hang our hat on, you know, too much Cologne Kolsch and, well, our Beach Blonde Golden Lager, which is a very traditional Munich Helles beer. We also have a fantastic IPA called Slalom King. But again, it sticks more to like that traditional West Coast style. We don't get too crazy with it. We're just trying to make excellent products.
You probably have seen the same thing I have, and that is everybody does a hibiscus, you know, watermelon coffee beer or something. But yeah, that's not how you're going to make a living. You've got to have some solid basic beers. That's probably where the money's made, right?
Well, you know, it depends. For us, we're primarily focused on production. So somewhere north of 90% of the beer that we produce goes out into, you know, for bars, restaurants, grocery stores, liquor stores. So, you know, for that kind of a sales cycle, you definitely want to stick to those tried and true brands or styles. But in the tap room, we get a little bit more creative. So, you know, we'll have every Friday, for example, we come out with a new firkin, and the guys in the brewery will take a beer and, you know, like, for example, this week, I think they took our Overboard Oatmeal Stout and they infused it with vanilla and chocolate, you know. And so we get a little bit more creative in the brewery itself.
So what's the joint like then? Do I get food there too? Is it just a tap room? What is it like in there?
Yeah, so we do not have a kitchen, but we're really fortunate. Downtown Crystal Lake is an amazing community, and we invite people to bring in beer. We have a menu wall with all the local restaurants, and you can just grab a menu off the wall and call them up and have their food brought in. So whether you're going to Goal Line, which is right down the road, or the Cottage, Duke's Ale House is less than a block away. We got a fantastic new barbecue place called Moontime right in downtown Crystal Lake. Husband and wife team are absolutely killing it, and they bring food over all the time. So that's how we do it.
There's a place in Chicago just west of Wrigley Field that was like that. It was a nice bar, and then they had the menus right there, and the food would be delivered, which was kind of the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're in the mood for a sandwich, you just swing through and you know, pick up a sandwich, or you can go to Jewel and, you know, grab something and bring it in. And it's totally cool with us. You know, whatever you want to do is fine. And, you know, we're going to provide you with the beer.
I'm getting thirsty already. It sounds like a good combo. And it's in this great little town called Crystal Lake, about 40,000 people, about 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago. John O'Fallon is the co-founder at Crystal Lake Brewing, and you'll find more at crystallakebrew.com. Hey, John, good to meet you. Thanks for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.